On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll be embarking on round two of our examination of High Blue and Lonesome Infidelity, which runs rampant throughout Bluegrass land. The genre is replete with songs about walking the floor over the loss of a sweetheart, desperate lovers threatening and or pleading with a third party to leave their darling alone, or betrayed mates heck-bent on vengeance. I'm Dave Higgs, and with the assistance of Alice Gerard, the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers, the Chapmans, Kenny Smith, and Brittany Haas, we'll be looking at cheating and all its disgusting permutations. Coming up, this country music and cheating go together like whiskey and water edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. The Lonesome Pine Fiddlers, Melvin and Ray, the Goins brothers, with Ezra, Charlie, and Curly Ray, the Klein brothers, will get our sordid journey into the seedy underbelly of Bluegrass land started off right with a tune they cut on February 21st, 1954, in Nashville, a song written by Curly Ray's cousin, Kessler Klein. This is Baby, You're Cheatin', from the band's Great Bear Family collection, Windy Mountain.
The other night when I come home, I stopped up on the street. Through the window of a house, another man did creep. He came to play a game of cards or checkers, I suppose. And he comes to play them every night when I'm not at home. Baby, you're cheating, there's somebody sneaking, sneaking in at my back door. They're on the table waiting on my darling and roll, and I'm not gonna take it anymore. There was chicken in the oven and blackberry pie when I come home for supper just the other night. But the chicken was for Rowdy, the pie too, I suppose. He comes to eat them every night when I'm not at home.
Baby, you're cheating, there's somebody sneaking, sneaking in at my back door. They're on the table laden on my darling and roll, and I'm not gonna take it anymore.
Plainly see, you feed him on the best you've got, it's beans and bread for me. He comes to see you as a friend, no harm I suppose. You're just a little lonesome when I'm not at home.
Baby, you're cheating, there's somebody sneaking, sneaking in at my back door. They're on the table laying on my darling and rose, and I'm not gonna take it anymore.
Those who think to win. I've seen him stand behind the chairs, the strongest men. I've seen his grinning face in ugly broad daylight. And if mercy falls upon me, well, I won't see him tonight. Cause I'm itchy dead tonight. On my feet, I'll make it through the morning. If I don't go to sleep, I know all the rules of all the hands, what cards I can beat. For brother, there ain't rules outside. We meet on the street, cause I'm itchy dead tonight. And make it to daylight. If I'm more than I can see, get up on me. If I cheat dead. We'll be right back.
from the animal's face as I touch some time. I'll know it when it comes, and I know the time ain't right. If I can go another day from his unseen eye, you'll know I was a man who knows about a body. Cause I may cheat till tonight, make it to daylight. The moment I can see this horseman on me, if I cheat till tonight, if I cheat till tonight, if I cheat till tonight.
Special Ed and the Short Bus, you heard it right. With a tale of a fellow on the lam in May Cheat Death from their self-titled outing. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown in a program that pays homage, of sorts, to one of country music's most enduring subjects, cheating. Now, cheating songs have lots of moving parts and therefore a myriad of scenarios. These situations always require, of course, a minimum of three characters, who may or may not know about the other. The woman may have just discovered her man has been stepping out, or vice versa. The woman may be plotting revenge on her wayward husband, or vice versa. The woman may be feeling guilt about her marital infidelity, or vice versa. However you slice it, as Alice Gerard observes in this next song, cheating never pays.
Left around where you thought she wouldn't find it, slip off the tongue by a friend, a letter that she opened by mistake one rainy day, another cheater just lost the game again. Oh, you tell her you love her, she's got to understand it was just fleeting moment, the weakness in a man, but the only words she hears are those you said to someone else. Another cheater just lost the game again.
Goodbye, girl, it's only love. only love. I'm cheating on you, yeah. I'm cheating on you, yeah. I'm cheating on you. You're cheating on me. Girl, you only owe me love. Goodbye, girl. Well, if you're lonely, goodbye, girl. Why don't you join me? Goodbye, girl. You know it's only love. I'm cheating on you, yeah. I'm thinking of you, yeah. I'm cheating on you.
The Pickin' on Pickers, bluegrassizing Franz Ferdinand's Cheating on You, another popular scenario where the parties are both cheating. That comes from the contingent CMH recording, Pickin' on Franz Ferdinand, celebrating the exploits of the Scottish indie rock band. And Alice Gerard led things off with one of her own, Another Cheater Just Lost the Game Again, swiped from her Copper Creek project, Calling Me Home. Alice writes, quote, "Yes, cheating usually has its repercussions. You have to decide whether it's worth it. And I've always wanted to write a song where I could put part of the title in parentheses." End of quote. Cheating songs have been around since about the time man discovered fire. They were a favorite theme in the old English ballads and were well represented in early country music recordings, with such songs as A Jealous Sweetheart by the Johnson Brothers and The Mountaineer's Courtship by Ernest Stoneman. And it is a cheating song that, as music historian Colin Escott observes, that defines country music. Written by Hank Williams in 1952 about his ex-wife Audrey Shepard, it went to number one for 6 weeks upon its release in January 1953 and is generally acknowledged as one of the greatest country tunes ever waxed. This is the Reasonable Band in Your Cheatin' Heart.
Cry and cry and try to sleep, but the sleep won't come the whole night through, 'cause your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. Well, you'll walk the floor the way I do, 'cause your cheating heart will time will come when you'll be blue. 'Cause your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name.
Well, you'll walk
the floor the way I do.
'Cause your cheating heart will tell on you.
The Reasonable Band, who were based in Colorado Springs and featured our own David Harvey on mandolin, gave us Your Cheatin' Heart from their Better Times A-Comin' album. And indeed they are, right after our Lumen Break, which the Pickin' on Pickers will whisk us through with Who's Cheatin' Who from their CMH release, Pickin' on Alan Jackson, Volume 2. Still you wonder, who's cheatin' who? Who's being true? Who don't even care anymore? It makes you wonder, who's doing right with someone tonight and whose car is parked next door? Dave Higgs, and we'll be cheating with the Chapmans, the Galley Nippers, Tammy Fassart, and the Greengrass Cloggers, immediately following our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back, aghast at the rampant cheating in bluegrass land, but not nearly as upset as Tammy Fassart, who has a boyfriend who apparently cheats with any woman that's still breathing. This is Everybody Cheats on You from Tammy's Strictly Country release, Just Passing Through.
I saw your best friend kissing the man you love. I saw your sister kissing him too. Why you stay honest as the stars above? Everybody cheats on you. Oh, everybody cheats on you. I caught a Chinese whisper running down the street. It told me one and one make two. But you and your sister and your friend make three. And everybody cheats on you. Oh, everybody cheats on you. Well, you look like a picture in a magazine with your lipstick and your high-heeled shoes. You could pass for a second over 17. How could a man refuse? But the minute that you step out of your front door, you start walking through a human zoo where they bleed you dry and they ask for more. And everybody cheats on you.
Love's cheating line. but what else can I do? When your eyes keep saying that you love me too, and if I should lose you, not a dream I'll have left. I don't want to I can't help myself. Don't let me cross over. Love's cheating line. You belong to another and can never be mine.
The Chapmans doing Carl and Pearl Butler's Don't Let Me Cross Over, Love's Cheatin' Line, Proud, on their Pinecastle disc, Follow Me. Carl and Pearl rode that one to the number one rung in late 1962, where it spent 11 non-consecutive weeks at that position. Its 11 weeks at number one made it the longest-running number one song for a performer's debut single until it was tied in May 2013 by Florida Georgia Line's Cruise, and Tammy Fassart swatted first with Everybody Cheats on You. Considering our subject matter, it wouldn't be right if we didn't engage in a little cheating ourselves, at least insofar as it concerns our theme. Cheatham County is located just northwest of Nashville. It was created in 1856 when the Tennessee General Assembly annexed lands from neighboring counties. It was named after Edward Saunders Cheatham, a state legislator, and the county seat is Ashland City. The county's motto is, quote, close to everything, away from it all, end of quote. These are the Galley Nippers with Chitlin' Cookin' Time in Cheatham County.
Quiet and peaceful county in sunny Tennessee. You'll find it in a book they call geography. Not noted for its farming, its mining or its steel, but it's known for its when it's chitlin' cooking time in Cheatham County, I'll be courting them Cheatham County hills. I'll be looking for a Cheatham County chitlin' cooker, for I'm longing for them chitlin' fields. There's art in chitlin' cooking, and all good chitlin' cooks know you must master by practice, cause it ain't in no books. In the hills of Cheatham County, in sunny Tennessee, when the chitlins are in season, that's where I wanna be. When it's chitlin' cooking time in Cheatham County, I'll be courting in the Cheatham County hills. I'll be looking for a Cheatham County chitlin', 'cause afar I'm longing for them chitlin' feet. Well, if good things would be to me, I think that chitlins are the best. And when I press my dying pillow, let chitlins be my last request.
You left me and you went away. Said that you'd be back in just a day. You broke on your promise and you left me here alone. I don't know why you did, dear, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying that my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you. Be mine, but you went and left me here with troubles on my mind. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you. Remember that I love you and I will to the day I die. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying that my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
The Osborne Brothers. How about that?
You say you're gonna take
Sierra Ivy and the Osborne Brothers covering two classic country cheatin' songs. Sierra gave us a fine version of Loretta Lynn's classic 1966 hit, You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man, which peaked at number 2 on the Billboard charts. And the Osborne Brothers sang Ernest Tubb's 1941 masterpiece, a song that many feel launched the honky-tonk genre, Walkin' the Floor Over You, which Bobby and Sonny sing to perfection on their Pinecastle release, the Ernest Tubb Song Folio, Volume 1. And the Galley Nippers were in front of it all with Chitlin' Cookin' Time in Cheatham County, which graces their Carve That Possum disc. We'll let Kenny Smith take us on up to and through our upcoming break with a little bit of one of the grandest of the old-time fiddle tunes, Bill Cheatham. No one knows for sure the origin of the tune other than it probably comes from the South. One theory is that there was a Confederate general by that name, Benjamin F. Cheatham, who served in the Army of the Tennessee. Another theory is that it was named after one of the leading black vaudeville performers at the turn of the century, Billy Cheatham, who was a member of the Cheatham Brothers Black Diamond Minstrels. My favorite, however, is that the song was named after a well-known 19th century lawyer, a partner in the firm of Dewey Cheatham and Howe. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be traveling to the cheatin' side of town and dancing to the last cheater's waltz right after soldiering our way through our upcoming break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. Still wallowing in a plethora of squalid cheating songs, songs that a singer in Garrison Keillor's novel WLT, A Radio Romance, called, quote, real poor man's music. A rich man hardly needs a woman at all. But when you've got nothing and not much to look forward to, then if your woman runs off and you lose the one good thing in life, man, that just about kills you, end of quote. This is the Nile Toner Band in The Cheatin' Side of Town.
There's a place called the cheating side of town, and you go there when nighttime comes around. You leave me here alone and feeling down, and you go dancing on the cheating side of town. The cheating side of town won't always want you. Your happy smile will soon become a frown, but I'll still be here waiting when you come back, when you come back. Thank you. Last night I saw you across town. You glanced my way, then turned your head around. As I walked back home, my tears came rolling down. But there's no teardrops on the cheating side of town. Still be here waiting when you come back, when you come back from the cheating side of town.
The Bluegrass Brigade covering Emmylou Harris's Last Cheater's Waltz on their Festival Favorites album. And the Nile Toner Band was immediately prior with The Cheatin' Side of Town is rendered on their Avalon project, There's a Better Way. Nile observes, one of those sad cheatin'-style slow country numbers that could have well come from the pen of Dallas Frazier, Leon Payne, or Mickey Newberry. Of course, this was written about a side of some remote town about which I know absolutely nothing at all, end of quote. You're hearing songs that could make an angry fellow apply a Louisville Slugger to both headlights of his pretty little souped-up four-wheel drive, thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. We've got playlists and past programs posted at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. Doug Flowers will continue our Cheetorama with Her Cheatin' Kind from his favorites outing.
We used to be so much in love. I thought our love would never die, till I found out she's running round with the next best friend of mine. I never knew how much he needed. She never knew how much I cared. Her midnight cries, they went unheeded. I never dreamed she'd ever dare. And she told me she was leaving on that 12 o'clock plane out of town. And I told her, no more grieving, I don't need her cheating kind hanging around me anyhow.
Cheating on me, it ain't too hard to believe. I see it written on your face every time that you leave. Go on, admit it, let the truth set you free. Are you cheating on me?
What's the point of laying with someone who's been lying?
Are we better off apart? Are you cheating on me? It ain't too hard to believe. See it written on your face every time that you leave. Go on, admit it, let the truth set you free.
Where there's smoke, there's probably fire. The Bib City Ramblers asking the dreaded question, are you cheating on me? From their Mountain Air release. And Doug Flowers began the mini-set with Her Cheatin' Kind. We'll let fiddler Brittany Haas have the last word with this great old-time fiddle tune, Three Forks of Cheat, referencing the 78-mile Cheat River, which runs across West Virginia into southwestern Pennsylvania. The Cheat River gets its name either from a French explorer named Cheat, because of the cheat grass that grows in profusion along its banks, or because of the many whirlpools in the river in which men have drowned, cheated of their lives. Kind of a note. This is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, it's a title reserved for only the most holy, virtuous, or benevolent. Folks welcome throughout Bluegrass Land with open arms. I'm Dave Higgs, and with the dedication of Doug Diller, Tony Rice, Tony Furtado, and Andy Owens, we'll be meeting all manner of saints, from St. James and St. Peter to St. Regis and St. Vrain, on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.